CliffCentral.com. And it's good morning to you and to you and especially to you. This is CliffCentral.com. My name is Alan Ford and, well, it is the week of Corona. And it's not my Corona, nor is it the lovely beer. I made a joke and I didn't mean to because obviously the severity of this is really serious. But, I mean, that brand has got a bad rap. Think about it. I mean, no one wants to... I went to a bar and... The Corona's all in the corner. So the Amstel's out. So things have changed. David Block, welcome into studio.
Good morning.
So good to have you here.
That's good to be back. Thank you.
There's a lot of things that we're doing in Spotlight today. Of course, the show that looks at entertainment, fashion, food, the world of course, music. We look at so many things. But this, our world as we know has changed for a short period of time, please God. But most importantly, we live in an industry where it's hand to mouth.
Yep.
So, for example, you've done a number of fashion shows. You've had thousands of people, David, literally on stages over the 20 odd years that you've been in this business. Thousands of singers, actors, technicians, stage builders, makeup artists.
Yeah, yeah.
From fashion shows, you've done it all to big live music events. A lot of the time, people in this business are hand to mouth.
Yeah.
It sounds weird.
No, often very, very true.
It is. And there's no foundation you can go to, really. So now these people are going to be in trouble because, yes, all the theatres are closed. And SA Fashion Week could possibly be closed. We'll talk to Lucilla Boyson in a little while. All the big mall activations have stopped.
Yeah.
These are just small things that might sound weird, but in the showbiz world, it has a massive, massive effect on everybody. So that's what we're going to be talking about. But of course, we're going to have some positive stuff as well as we go through the show today. But I wanted to welcome the owner of Showtime, Mrs. Producer herself, Hazel Feldman. Hazel Feldman's got the Lion King running all over the world at the moment.
Well, not really anymore.
Sorry, but I mean, they were. Up until a couple of weeks ago. Of course, other big shows like We Will Rock You. Hazel, I want to just say one thing. Firstly, thank you for joining us. And you are Mrs. Producer and one of the leaders in our industry. So that's why I wanted to speak to you. And I remember when speaking to Deborah D'Souza, I said, you know, maybe Hazel will come and speak about the hope. And Deborah said, Hazel's not going to pussyfoot around here. This is a serious issue and we need to address it. Hazel, how many productions in the last month or so, as this has been going on, have you got going on around the world?
Well, the only one... Hi, Alan. Firstly, hello, everybody. And how's it, David? Lovely to hear you.
Hello, Hazel.
Been a while. Pity under these circumstances. It's really crap. But having said that, we are... The Lion King was actually supposed to be in, of all places, Wuhan from February. Mm. So obviously that's cancelled. I'm not sure about their ongoing. They're busy at the time. It's a Michael Castle production that is touring. But they're hoping, I know, to pick up on the balance of the tour from the second half of the year. So... I mean, there's holding thumbs there. We've just very sadly announced today that we've had to cancel Slava Snow Show.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
While it's only really due at the end of April through May, May through June, it's just too soon to know whether or not, the people can travel who are with the company if they are fall under the guidelines of the banning of various nationals coming into the country on one hand, and on the other hand, obviously, we just don't know what's going to happen time-wise. We've got Disney on ice at the moment. Still, we're holding thumbs. It's June. I'm not sure if we are going to be able to go ahead on that. We're praying that we are, that this thing will just get itself together a little bit and we'll see where we are. And then, of course, we've got We Will Rock You starting in August. So it's every day is a different day at the moment. We have no clue you know, where we were on Thursday and Friday last week is vastly different to where we are today. I'm sure David feels the same.
Well, Hazel, David had to cancel Christina Bianco. Mm. We've had her throughout the last couple of weeks on the show with you, David, from Paris. And of course, that's... And Hazel, this is a hard thing because you've got to refund people, but also you've got to... There are a lot of freelancers that come and build the stages and build the sets and do the makeup.
The sad thing is, funny enough, I was talking to a friend of mine in Las Vegas last night. And what we don't have in this country is a proper structure for the entertainment industry, the broader entertainment industry. He is also a relatively small producer in Vegas and puts together a variety of smaller shows for a lot of the smaller rooms. And they've cancelled. A lot of the casinos there have closed down. But what they do have is a kind of, I wouldn't say a government bailout, but it's a government support situation for the industry where they can file for what he called interruption of business. And what that also does with a lot of his dancers and singers and performers and crew and everybody that goes into making a show happen, it's not just what's on stage, is that they do have some fallback in there for some financial. Now, unfortunately, other than UIF, Unemployment Insurance Fund here, there really is very little that is actually in place for the support of the literally hundreds and hundreds of backstage staff and crew and wardrobe people and aside from the performers and musicians and dancers and everybody. So, you know, it's a very sobering situation here, and we've got to try and find as an industry to try and find a way that we can just get through these next 4 months, 5 months, please God, not more, and you know, just come out on the other side with some kind of positivity. But we will need, and I strongly mean this, as much as we in the private sector can do what we can do, we damn well need government assistance here. You know, we need that assistance because...
And that's where the Departments of Arts and Culture need to get involved here.
Yeah, they have to get involved. They have to get involved and a lot more than just, you know, sitting back and dispensing funds to friends. It needs... It needs a much more practical approach. We've come up, David, you're aware of what Alistair Kilby from...
Yeah, he called me yesterday and he said he had spoken to you as well.
Yeah. So very, very briefly, and what we're going to do, we're trying to get a bunch of people together. Just that you're aware, and it's kind of Save Live Entertainment SA, hashtag Save Live Entertainment SA. And what we're trying to do is put together, Alistair came up with the idea of pop-up theater live.
Yes.
Pop-up theater. And
we love this, because we're going to be chatting to Liz Mayring, a well-known actress and a board member of the Theatre Benevolent Fund, who's also trying to think about doing a little smaller pop-up theater situations. Yes. Lovely. Right. Thank you. I'm so happy we aligned.
So I think everybody is thinking in the same route. We've obviously just got to find a way to pull it together. And the key for this is obviously you cannot have more than 100 people in the space. The key is that we get a venue where we can put the pop-up theater into happen, which looks like we have. I mean, this literally has happened in the last
less than 24 hours.
So it's very difficult to give more than specifics. But Tony Feld, my son, my partner with Showtime, has made approaches to TV and so on that we can get it. And the idea is to put together a variety of pop-up entertainment. The TV channels are going to be looking for content. Mm. We can provide some content, and at the same time we can provide some work employment for a variety of people as best as we can do in a short space of time. So it's not something that's going to take, you know, one day to get together. We've got to get the buy-in from everybody, but, you know, we're hoping to get this together very quickly.
Hazel Feldman, industry leader, thank you for joining us. I'm so happy that you blessed your company, because before this all happened, at least Ultra went out, and the wonderful show that you did, of course, with the Marvel Universe, and at least that has happened, so that you can at least take a breath.
David, once, if you don't mind me just cutting through your second there, Al, once David's on the line there as well and in the space, what's your thinking on this initiative, Dave?
I love it. And the minute Alistair called me about it yesterday, I said, with absolute pleasure, just tell me when and where and how I can help. I think obviously what we're still trying to ascertain is how to monetize this entire project. Is how can we derive funds? How can artists who are desperately going to need money, how can they derive an income from it?
And crew, absolutely. And crew and everybody,
And then also, you know, you need to entice the audience to also buy into this concept as well, whether they're going to be watching, you know, on any of the broadcasters, or if they're going to be possibly live streaming and watching via any other social media platform, etc.
So there's all of those. If I can say, we have an email address that perhaps, if anybody's interested and anybody wants to kind of get involved on any level, including artists and dancers and musicians and companies as well, please, companies, I know you've all got your own problems, but the live industry has been massively hit by this. And we can go info@showtime.co.za and we'll manage, you know, the queries and manage the input, and I think, you know, as soon as we can do, we're going to need to try and move forward as soon as we get a response on this.
A brilliant reaction to this, and as I said, it's the actions that we take going forward. There's going to be clever, we've got to think smarter, we've got innovation, we've got technology, there are things in place. And we'll chat to Gareth Cliff later, because Cliff Central's, of course, got virtual eventing, which we've been doing for quite some time, which we're now able to use as an offering in this space, in particular, to continue this work. Because I sit with David Block, and David, you know that while it's great to bring the Christina Biancos for 1,800 people times two, for two shows, you've got corporate events. You've got huge events that are happening. And
well, not so much anymore.
But they were meant to be. But then again, please, let's not go and loot and take everything from macro. Just I think everything has to be taken slightly in its stride. It is a pandemic. We do have a problem, but there's a way to think around it, and the panic is not going to help. So that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you, Hazel Feldman. That's info at Showtime.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you for your support.
Just be strong, be healthy. Take care.
Thank you. That's Hazel Feldman, Mrs. Producer herself, the owner of Showtime. info@showtime.co.za. David.
You know, the one thing that I've been seeing a lot of on social media, especially in the likes of Spain and in Italy, are people coming together and singing on the balconies of their apartment blocks. And it's sad, but yet it's so warming at the same time to see what people are doing and how they're trying to motivate each other and inspire each other in spite of all of this, you know, self-imposed or imposed isolation. Just the one thing that has really struck me is there was a post that I shared on social media that had come out of Australia. And the one thing that, you know, is easy to forget is in a time of crisis, the first group of people we tend to go to when we're needing to raise funds and create awareness and so on are your artists. Artists are forever being asked to reduce their appearance fees and to potentially perform at no cost, you know, for fundraisers and the likes. And artists will always jump at the chance, whether it's, you know, some type of, you know, whether it be fires or whether it be because somebody has died and we're needing to raise funds for the family. Artists are always the first ones to chip in. And I mean, we can basically do, you know, freebies the whole year. Now it's our turn
to take something back. On the line, I've got Liz Mayring. Liz Mayring, of course, a phenomenal South African actress, producer, director, and of course, a board member of the Theatre Benevolent Fund. Liz, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Alan. Thank you for inviting me.
It is such an honor to have you with us. And of course, the Theatre Benevolent Fund helps people across the board in our industry, in the theatre world. We're in a time of crisis, aren't we, Liz?
Yes, we are. Let me just elaborate on that. The Theatre Benevolent Fund is for every arts, performing arts professional, be it radio, film, TV, theatre, live performance, and that's every job, from the security guard, the cleaner, the logistics, the technical, to the creative, etc., etc. So roughly, we potentially look after about 6.5 million people. Now, this includes their legal dependents. Yes, we are in very tough times. And let me say this first. I know that every sector has a difficult time now. Because of the closure of the theatres, not allowing any place with a seating capacity of more than 100, and also, you know, other gigs that we would have done, MC gigs, I'm also an auctioneer for charities and so on and so on. Because of that, apart from the fact that the festival is closed, the Kwankuru National Arts Festival, and perhaps other festivals will follow, depending on, you know, how big the fear and the spread and the control of the virus is going to be. Thousands, hundreds and thousands of actors, technicians, other creative people, logistical people, et cetera, are now facing complete and utter financial ruin. Yeah. But it's not only them. Remember, there's a structure outside that. Stall holders, people who do catering, beverages, the locals of the local community, for instance, Oatswin. I know for a fact that for many of them, this is their only income for the year.
Yeah.
This is a loss of, the mayor said that this is a loss of the annual 56 million rand that goes into the community. So it is massive. But I believe that we should be proactive. And I also know that theatre is very important for one's, not just one's emotional well-being, but it is the spirit of a community. It's inspiring, it's entertaining, it's uplifting, it's relaxation. It helps us to escape from reality. And history has proven that in the toughest times, theatre has always thrived. So we are trying to put other measures in place. For instance, I put out an initiative on my social media where I asked people, even in smaller towns, it's not just about big cities, to open their venues, be it a stoop.
To small audiences.
Exactly. Mm. And do a 70-30 door deal. In other words, you've also got cost, water, sanitation, electricity, blah, blah, blah. And you take 30%, give the artists and the technicians 70% of the door. And do small shows. It's good for people's souls, and it helps the artists, even if they earn a few thousand rand.
Now,
and it helps to bring a community together.
So what Liz is saying, let's be very clear, that we will follow the rules that the president's created. So that every single person, every artist, every single person performing will fall under that 100 gap. There will be that distance kept in place of a
there
meter
be
between.
The
there will be sanitizers. There will be.
Absolutely.
So those are in place because we have to follow those protocols. Remember, if we have an event of 100 people or less, okay, you still have to follow the protocol. By the way, we're sitting in studio right now with about 10 of us around us right here.
Exactly.
This is an event, technically. So we've got David Block, am I right? Everyone's got hand sanitizers, we've cleaned.
Yeah.
Nikki from Nikki Boutique is sitting here with me. Nikki Brager.
Her
hands are done. We're big huggers and we didn't get to hug each other. Okay.
Elbow pumped.
Butt pumped. You know, it's like, I'm like, then you don't have to see my face. Just shake my ass.
Well, that's far more kinky than doing.
Wasn't meant like that, Liz. I just wanted to show how big my ass is. That's the whole point. But you know, it is kind of cute. It made me blush. Time to laugh as well. But Liz, this is really, really good stuff. And Liz, are you there? Liz is calling me back. Sorry, there's Liz. Liz, you're back. Sorry, we lost you.
The virus came to you. The signal. So the idea is to be very sensible and prudent about this. You know, it could be 30 people. I'm just asking, if you go to a restaurant or to, you know, work, you're going to be dealing with the same amount of people. If you have a braai with your family or your friends, come on, people. So the question is, where does one draw the line between hysteria, unnecessary panic, and precaution? And that line is very, very, very fine, and each one has a different perception of that. But go back in history, even during the plague, when the theatres were closed in England, Shakespeare and his colleagues continued doing theatre in the town squares and so on to keep people's spirit up.
So what Liz is saying is that let's take it down to smaller, more intimate spaces.
Yeah,
safety is always put into place, obviously. So full protocol observed in terms of hand sanitizers, absolutely, making sure that we keep the distances. Bring your own picnic baskets. These are the type of things. And basically, let's say 30 or 40 people come together, phone someone like Josh Ansley, okay, great performer, and say, Josh, listen, we're very happy to spend $2,000, come and sing for us. Okay, and in that we're making each other happy. We are not, because we're not going out, we're not spending as much money, we can be quite clever about it. And that's all you're saying. Because otherwise, the problem is we're going to have a massive problem, and no one understands this, is that, as I said, a lot of people in this industry, models, for example, that model our clothes, actors, singers, performers,
catering.
They live hand-to-mouth. They live hand-to-mouth. So, a makeup artist, for example. So Skin Stents, by the way, we're still giving away the vouchers, because that you can have lovely manis and pedis. We'll get there a little later. But the most important thing is, Liz, thank you for joining us. Thank you for the work that you do,
Alan,
for the Theatre Benevolent Fund. You're one of our super, one of the best actresses in this country. You're an insane, crazy little bundle of fire. I thank you dearly. And, of course, I love you very much. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you, Alan.
Liz, how do people get a hold of you? How do we do this?
Oh, this is very easy.
Yes.
I've got a public Facebook page, mm-hmm, Liz Meirin, L-I-Z-Z, Meirin, M-E-I, and then ring, like the ring you wear around your finger, on your finger, public figure. Facebook page, you can inbox me. I've already, since yesterday afternoon, had an incredible response. And I wish to thank the public who are prepared to do this. I will then compile a list and only send it to all the professional artists in South Africa. The list is not going to be made public. And then the artists and the venue owners, organizers, can then liaise. I've given advice on how to do this and how to also put security measures in place. Not just safety measures in terms of the coronavirus, but basic security measures. Security guard for the cars, etc., etc. Please get the commitment from your street, your community. You know what the municipal bylaws are. So, don't play around with that. Have respect for people's time and noise control and all of that. But we're not talking about massive rock bands here. We're talking about small, intimate theatre shows or unplugged music shows. So I've given all those tips. It's on my Facebook page.
Liz Meirin.
Yeah, Liz Meirin, public figure. Alternatively, my email address is very easy. LIZZ and then Meirin, MEI, and ring at ME, like me. Me. Like me.com.
That's it. The one and only Liz Meirin. Thank you for joining us on the show today. David, incredible. People are thinking.
But it's amazing. And I love that, because at the end of the day, we need to be thinking out the box. We need to be in the box, out the box, on top of the box, because we need to make this happen. This is not, and I think Hazel said it earlier, this is not a 1 to 2 month thing. Mm. This is going to have far more reach. The reach of it is quite extensive. It's not going to be a 1 or 2 month thing, this.
Claudia Henkel, welcome to studio for Miss South Africa. Of course, you also represent Zebra Squared, one of the best event publicists company in the country. Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
It's good to have you in studio. I just want to laugh with you for a second.
Oh, my word. Can we do it?
No, you and I always seem to have a laugh. So you post that you're twins.
Yeah.
Okay. Are sick.
Yeah.
Okay. And you get this massive...
Yeah, but just... Don't say sick.
Flu.
Flu, thank you.
The yeah. flu.
The flu.
How many calls from the press did you get?
So many. I promise you, I posted it last week because I was so bored, and also I had the flu. And my dad's an ENT surgeon, so I had to nebulize them as per his request. And so I posted a picture of us, and then the press started phoning me and saying, listen, can we do an article about... I said, guys, no.
About you and your kids and corona.
And I was like, no, it's just flu. And then, incidentally, I then removed the post. So, guys, the twins and I are absolutely fine. As you can hear, the flu's gone. We're all treated. We're all fine. We didn't have corona. The end.
Yeah, we're going to talk to you and Jill Grogel in
the end.
The end. But it's crazy.
Was it's even, crazy.
But the picture was sad. You looked very sad.
But it was sad. Like, was my two-year-old little, my girl and my boy were sick at the same time, and trying to nebulize both of them, is just it was just a crap weekend. But anyway,
we're going to talk about some major things happening within the eventing space. Of course, David is here as well. Jill Grogel is here.
Yes.
We had Hazel Feldman on the line. It's so important to be able to speak to these people. But I think we need a bit of music. Now, hello, Josh.
Hi.
Josh Ainslie, yeah. my human jukebox. You know, we bring them in. We love it. It's just something fun that we do. So something interesting, Josh, I want to just chat to you about, is that you were meant to be in Durban.
Yeah.
For your first two-week run of Here's to You, tribute to Simon and Garfunkel, was meant to now begin.
It was supposed to
be. Did you do
young.
Sasselburg?
And we did.
And I heard it was packed.
Yeah, we had good attendance. Yeah, we just didn't expect that it was going to be our last show. I mean, like, we just managed to get the sound right. It was good, and we were looking forward to Durban, and then we got the call on Sunday night.
And Durban, Craig and I said this, David, you were in studio a couple of weeks ago, where we said, thank goodness some of the shows are going to Durban.
Exactly.
Because Durban and PE and... Yeah. So Josh...
Yeah,
you're back with me.
I'm back. It's nice to be here.
Well, you know, I just thought, you know, one of my favorite songs has my name in it. You know, it's just, and I know that that is one of yours. And it closes the show, does it not?
It closes the first act.
I'm saying in life, this is just our first act closure for a small period of time in this country and around the world. But act two will follow in full force. I promise you that. With perhaps a lot of disposable income because we can't spend. Okay, so let's think about that. While we need a bit of music and a little bit of fun, take it away with If You Want to Be My Bodyguard. Yeah, I'm talking about Dettel as your bodyguard at the moment. And Don't Kiss. 1, 2, 3.
A man walked down the street, says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger. Dogs in the moonlight. Far away in my weather door, Mr. Beer belly. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find the stuff amusing no more. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be a long lost owl. I can call you Betty. Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. And walks down the street, says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention. Oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All alone, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be a long lost bow. I can call you Betty. Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. Call me out.
Oh, baby.
A man walks down the street, it's a street in a strange world. Maybe it's the third world. Maybe it's his first time around. Doesn't speak the language. He holds no currency. He is a foreign man. He is surrounded by the sounds of cattle in the marketplace. Scuttlings and orphanages. He looks around. He sees these angels in the architecture, spinning in infinity, he says, amen and hallelujah. That if you'll be my bodyguard, I can be a long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. Call me out. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. This is Alan Ford. You can call me Al.
Yay, baby! And the crowd, virtually,
virtual crowd. We can see them. We can see them.
Imagination's gonna have to take you there.
Yeah.
Thank God for radio. Actually, as well, by the way.
Yeah.
So, Claudia, a lot of things are happening in the whole entertainment world, as we discussed. Jill Grogel, I know, is here with us in studio. Hello, Jillian. How are you doing? Are you well? Good to see you. And this is really big. And when we talk about the theatre shows, we talk about some of these big things happening. Yeah. We have to look at an incredible part of the show business industry, which is our fashion.
Absolutely, yes.
And our events around fashion. And on that note, I want to welcome to the show, of course, the head of South African Fashion Week, Lucilla Boysen. It's always an honor to get to speak to her. Hi, Lucilla. How are you doing?
Hi. Good morning. Thank you. Yes. We coping very, very well, actually.
Tell us what you're doing.
Well, I think what is really important is that we all need to work on intelligent solutions to deal with this new normal that we now are facing with. And I think it's also important for us as institutions that are in the entertainment or in the building of you know, we build fashion designers, that we pay attention to what the government's direction is and that we understand the gravity of COVID-19 and we don't think that we can be clever around it. And then, of course, you know, with us, with Fashion Week, we have the support of our sponsors, our loyal sponsors. And, you know, Sandton City has been incredible, and it really is the city. And so is Cruise. You know, Cruise Vodka is one of our sponsors. And then we've pulled in the industry. So the industry are looking at building the industry. So Cape Wool, SA, Mohair, the Mohair Cluster, they are all completely supporting us and in supporting us, supporting the designers. So yes, I think it's very important for us to understand that, number one, the gravity of what we are experiencing and the seriousness of it. And then the next thing is to understand that there will be life afterwards. And how do we as an institution, as the South African Fashion Week, support our designers? How do we lead them through this? And how do we, by using our incredible social media, am I talking too much? And you?
No, you go, man.
How?
It's a small cough. It's not corona.
Thank you. So, how do we use our social media engine to help the designers to pick up the what they've lost in these months when summer comes? We are fortunate that the designers are showing their collections three months in advance, because you must know they're showing summer now, and summer should only be in the shops by August, September. So we are planning to absolutely use our 823 million reach to get the message out there, to talk about our sponsors, to talk about our designers. And you know, it's actually very exciting, because all of a sudden, it's like getting it's like just focusing on one thing instead of trying to do everything at the same time and being everything to everybody. We are channeling our creative thought process. We are reinventing, rethinking, restructuring, and just, you know, being creative.
And Lucilla, you hit the nail on the head. This is the time for innovation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is the time where we've got to think out the box, and the blessing of people in the showbiz, fashion, entertainment world, food world for that matter, the stuff that we do on the show, is that we are creative thinkers. And being
Absolutely.
Creative thinkers, we can think out the box and we can create wonderful. Somebody called me, and Claudia, it was interesting, it was Nicole Kappa.
Yeah.
And she had a small event also, but it was over 100 people. So now they're basketing things.
Yes.
And they're going to do a virtual thing. And so you're going to get a picnic basket outside your door.
Absolutely.
And isn't that like, isn't that clever?
The landscape of eventing and PR has changed significantly over 3 days. It's just, I mean, we had, from a Zebra Square perspective, we had the Gert Jan Kutsia retrospective.
We'll chat to Gert now in a moment.
And I mean, in collaboration with Martini and Samson and Diamond Walk, and it's a exhibition of 30 of his dresses over the last 10 years. But what I'm saying is now we have to think innovatively and think, how are we going to get this exhibition to more of a reach?
Which is exactly, we've got to chat.
Yeah,
to
we have solutions.
That is exactly where we come in.
So
that is exactly where we come in, and that is exactly. But what we've done in the past is we've all worked in isolation. So, for instance, I sent out a mail this morning to the designers saying to them, remember, we are your social media arm. Because in South Africa, and I think in the world, we've been working in isolation. I said to Gert Jan Kutsia, you know, he's 10 years old. For 10 years, he's been battling, because you must know it's not easy, battling to get his name out there very successfully. So how do we amplify this? How do we talk about it? Through our social media engine, you know? That is what is important.
So here is the big question, Lucille, and I know that this hasn't really been announced, but I'm going to ask the question. SA Fashion Week, is it going ahead?
Yes. So we are incredibly proud of our innovation. So what we're going to do is, if, and of course, everything responsibly decided when it will be the right time, but at the moment what we are planning, our plan B would be to set up to shoot the collections in isolation. So what we will do is we will absolutely use Sandton City. Sandton City's partnership has been incredibly beneficial, not only to Fashion Week, but to the industry, to the fashion industry and at large. So what we're doing is we are asking the designers to do 10 garments so that we can shoot it completely in isolation and then release it. Because that is where the strength of Fashion Week really lies. I mean, if you think, okay, you know, people come to the Fashion Week, but it's essentially, it's what we drive through social media that gives our sponsors their return on investment and the designers their publicity.
So Lucille, we've got some, I've invited Gareth Cliff into studio. I'm so happy that...
Hey, Lucille, how are you?
Hi, so nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, nice to hear yours too. I'm sorry you're not in the studio with all of us. There are enough beautiful people in here at the moment, though, so I don't want you crowding them out. You know?
Lucille, I'm so happy because we've spoken to some industry leaders like Hazel Feldman, Liz Maring with the Theatre Benevolent Fund. I'm so happy that Jill Grogo from Zebra Square is in the studio and yourself. Because virtual eventing is what Cliff Central has been doing for quite some time. And I wanted Gareth to come and tell us more about this new way of innovation. And this is what Cliff Central was about when we started this. So
I'm
Gareth,
fairly sure that everybody here already knows quite a lot about this, and there are probably some forays into it already. But, you know, this crisis around coronavirus and everything else has put people in a position now where events are in... they're all in jeopardy. I don't know about any of you guys, but I've had every meeting cancelled for this week. Mm-hmm. People are calling off one-off events, which are usually their bread and butter.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about people who have spent 11 months of the year preparing for an event that perhaps lasts a week or even a day. Mm. And the amount of money and time and effort that's gone into that is extraordinary. And then they have to call it off because of a big national crisis like this. It, to my mind, is something that we need to consider in planning things going forward. And obviously, one of the areas where we found that there might be some room for people to think differently about events is to create virtual events. We always talk about the podcast platform and the streaming platform that we've built as being a virtual auditorium, essentially, where if you have, whether it's video or it's audio or it's both, you can actually reach a far bigger audience than you might have had come to your event. And there could be ways of monetizing that. And certainly you mentioned sponsors and return on investment. This is something which we feel quite strongly about. There's a place for this where it can live online. It can be the event that it needs to be in person. And in a situation like this coronavirus epidemic, it's a situation that you can exploit for a much longer lived event, essentially. I mean, this will live online forever then. And it's something which people don't have to cancel. They can sit at home in self-isolation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which I know you love, Gareth.
Yeah,
Gareth's thrilled, by the way. Gareth's thrilled about this. Gareth is a loner and he loves being by himself.
I think all of us, all our event organizers are sort of, or think people like that are the same. Can I just add to that? I want to say that what we have done, and I just talk about South Africa, is we've really built these mega events that cost fortunes. Yeah. And the event, in my opinion, is more about the people that are coming to the event than what we are actually trying to promote. I mean, for me, it is important that the designers sell their garments, that we build this incredible industry. Can I just tell you unofficially what the industry, the creative fashion industry is worth? And this was done by research that has not been released. It is 806 million rand per annum. That is what the South African designer industry is worth. And the thing is that there's no emphasis on that. It's more on the people that attend the show and how beautiful they look in their garments and what they have to say, instead of focusing on the things that we all really want to promote.
Yeah, I think that everybody just has to take a big deep breath with what's going on at the moment and look for opportunities, because I do think it allows us to reset. And, you know, I think of the events that David's put together and that Jill's put together, frankly, that are extraordinary and that have become landmark things in South
Africa. Exactly.
They really are just, and you know, Lucille, what you've done is no small task either. You've put the fashion industry front and center for a lot of people. I think that this gives us a chance to reevaluate what really is important and what people are actually looking for. Might not be a bad thing. Might not be a bad thing for us all to just take stock at this point and figure out the way forward a little more rationally.
And Hazel Feldman said this morning, earlier on, and David will reiterate, is that they're looking at taking theatre spaces and putting on and actually broadcasting theatre shows on various platforms.
Well, if you do it for an auditorium full of people, let's say that you've got a big, you know, 5,000-seater place, which would be enormous, and it would be very difficult to coordinate a show from an acoustic point of view and all the rest of it for 5,000 people. But if you do it online, and there are artists at the moment performing in stadia or in the venues that they were originally booked to perform in, and instead of just doing it to an empty stadium because of coronavirus, they're now broadcasting it to millions of people.
I know.
They would never see the show.
And I think that's extraordinary. Of course, you know, ticket sales are the thing that people are worried about, because you can't sell tickets to a million people watching online. But maybe there's another way to do it.
Exactly. Now, I agree. I fully agree. I mean, if you look at what the Met's been doing in New York, I mean, it's incredible. And what is fantastic is they, and what we are also planning to do, is to do those intimate stories of the designers, you know, so that you can actually get a feeling of who this person is, you know?
The beauty of that is that before, if you wanted to tell a story that was intimate, complicated, that involved a lot of characters, that was complex, you could only really do that in the time afforded to you by commercial television or radio, which was always very expensive.
Yes.
Now, thanks to the internet, you can do that on YouTube, you can do it in podcasts, and you can do it to whatever degree of detail you'd like. And that's quite special, and it's quite novel. The bandwidth you're given there is equivalent to what you might have gotten in a book before. And that wasn't available to most of us before very recently.
Gareth Cliff, thank you very much for being with us. Tell us about virtual eventing, and if we want to contact the people at Cliff Central, how do we do it?
Look, I think it's something that we're exploring. We have done this for a couple of our clients before in a much smaller setting and in a much smaller scale, but we're looking at taking this and expanding it, because it is something that there's a need for at the moment. There's a place for it in the market, and I think for a lot of people it's a solution to all their problems.
It really is. How do we get a hold of you, Gareth?
Gareth at cliffcentral.com.
It's that simple. Gareth at cliffcentral.com. That's how it goes. And this is cliffcentral.com. G, we'll chat to you later. That's Gareth Cliff. Lucille Boyson, so what can we expect from SA Fashion Week? How will this roll out?
Yes. Okay, so we are going to shoot at Science and City, the collections in isolation, and we're going to stream it. We have got quite a few very exciting partners on board.
And how do we do, I'm running out of time.
We book 10 models at a time. We only shoot with a very small crew, which is like 15 people. We shoot the collections one by one.
And we can view it where? And
we release it. We're going to release it at our website, and we're going to stream it. And okay. On the days that we were going to run our shows, on the times that we were going to run our shows, we are going to release the shows.
Okay.
We're actually going to run the shows.
Listen, I'm going to chat to you with a couple of those designers. Once it goes into motion, we get you back on the show, and we want to give that a big punt. Thank you for leading this, as well, for the fashion industry. Be well.
Thank you.
The one and only Lucilla Boyson from SA Fashion Week. On that note, Nikki Boutiques. I want to talk about, big fashion industry, we're talking about now the boutique industry, and of course the retail industry. Thank you, Nikki Briga, for joining us, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Alan. It's such a privilege to be here, and thanks for including me.
This is why I wanted to do this very quickly, because now we're looking at doing smaller things, again, with your stores. And you've got your autumn, winter range now in process. We're going to have to look at summer and spring. Tell us about what's happening. You launched on, how are you doing it differently to what's going on around us?
So, Alan, it's been an enormous challenge for us. And this Nikki event that we actually do twice a year for our summer launch and our winter launch has been taking place for, I'd say, about over 20 years. So it's an unbelievable formula that we've worked on for many years. And it's something that a lot of people look forward to on the fashion calendar. And we've got great support over the years for it, and it's built up into an amazing fashion event. However, this has obviously been a huge challenge for us, and we did a lot of brainstorming with Jill as well from Zebra Square, who's integrally involved with us. And we, for the first time ever, which I actually am quite excited about, I know that there's been a lot of negativity out there because of Corona, but just to reiterate what Gareth said, one has to look for a little bit of a silver lining somewhere. And for us, I believe the silver lining is that we can host this event now virtually online as well. Okay. This is the first time we've ever done this. And obviously, due to the crowd limitations, we thought this is an amazing thing to launch. And over the years, we've often had people, especially since our online.
Amazing to think out the box.
Out the box.
Cape Town, London, Nigeria, Lagos can all watch you.
Well,
it's amazing.
Absolutely. And purchase our latest collection, and often it's very limited items that are available on that day. And we've often got feedback from our clients, can't we be included? And we out in PE or in the sticks somewhere or whatever, and we'd love to be part of it. And why can't you bring it to us? And this is our way of actually being able to do that. Now, Alan, with this comes a secret weapon, which is the goodie bag.
Yes.
Which has, very coveted.
Yes, it's your secret weapon.
That's it. And it's a gorgeous goodie bag with always the most amazing products in and real pamper things that are really exciting and often brand new products launching in it with us. So that's also going to be available online for the first time. So anyone purchasing over this period of time
will get their goodie bag.
That's it.
Which is cool, because then you don't have the people that come to the event, don't buy anything, walk away with the goodie bag.
Well,
I know it sounds bad.
Be very strict. No. There's no free lunches. Okay. You have to buy to get the goodie bag.
Also, you're doing a lot of good social responsibility. Let's just
Correct.
Talk about that. I know, Claudia, also want to
Claudia
to
can.
This.
Yeah, we love this. It's become so important to us in the last few launches, and we've collaborated with Claudia and obviously Jill on this, and every season when we do our launches, we bring in a different charity. In the past, it's been in empowering women who are going for, say, job interviews, who haven't got the adequate wardrobe to actually present the right image. And we have now, on these days, and we actually normally do it for a month to give people enough time to donate their old clothes, they're able to come, or their pre-loved clothes, it's rather say, they are able to come to our store and actually deposit it in our giant Nikki bag, which stands at the front of our store. And these pre-loved items funds are put to the most incredible use for different charities, either it's been abused women or, as I say, women looking to elevate themselves. They're the only breadwinners in their families. And this time we're actually collaborating with another charity that is actually mentoring sexually abused and raped young girls and young women, which is such a sobering thought.
And Adcock Ingram OTC got involved in it with Basitsana Kumala.
Ntelelelo.
I love you, Claudia.
I promise you. I was still in the block. But you know what the amazing thing is that all the partners that work with Zebra Squares come together, and Glam Palm as well contributed 10,000 rand, and we went there, and it was extraordinary because these girls have obviously been sexually abused and they've taken in, and Nikki's also.
Wonderful. Nikki,
yes.
Where do we go online?
Well, launching online on Wednesday. In fact, Alan, may I just add that in order to obviously dissipate the crowds, we're actually doing it in all our centres. Not a essentially a launch as such, but the new range. It's going to be available in all our stores from Wednesday. Goodie bags will only be available online? Due to online and Sandton and Hyde Park. Mm, okay. We obviously haven't got enough to facilitate all the branches, but nevertheless, those who are really looking to get in on the new range immediately, they've got that opportunity as well. So crowds will obviously be dissipated due to that.
Nikki Briga from Nikki Boutique, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It was wonderful to chat to you, Alan.
I am going to chip in here because part of the goodie bag is also a product called French Lemon. Yeah. And they are launching, unbelievable, a sanitizing range. So it's an incredible mom and daughter business. They're launching a sanitizing range which will be launched in the goodie bag exclusively to Nikki on the Thursday. But you can also get the sanitizing range from French Lemon, which they're launching now.
I want to say again, while this has taken a knock to this industry, it is quite a sad time, but a different way of doing something. Yeah. Gert Johan Kutsia is on the line. Gert, a big event was meant to happen this particular week. It was the launch of your 10 years. And 30 beautiful pieces, a decade of Gert Johan Kutsia. But it's still going ahead just differently. Gert, tell us about it.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, so I think it's really about staying positive and thinking out of the box. We are still going ahead with the retrospect at the Diamond Walk in Sandton City. And what we are doing is we are putting 30 of my most iconic works on display for the public to come and have a walk through and actually see these clothes that you only see on television and on Instagram actually up close and just really get to take in the art of fashion and what goes into making something. Some of the pieces that will be on display is Sumizi and Mohali's wedding attire. That is very exciting because we just saw the final episode of their wedding special last night. And so many other iconic things. Oprah Winfrey lent us one of her caftans that I designed for her. We have some of Nomzamo's beautiful red carpet dresses. Some of Bonang, Mini Dlamini, Leratu Kenyaga, the list goes on. And really trying to celebrate a decade of Khatcha and Kutsia.
Well, first I want to congratulate you. Again, there will be a lot of ways for people to be able to see this. This will be going into the media of how people can view this. There's going to be a whole virtual way to do it. Actually, I think you led this, Gert, if I'm not mistaken. You created a virtual fashion show some years ago, did you not?
I have done all types of virtual things because of the power of social media and also because people, we are a one world kind of audience now. So people, I have followers from America to all around the world.
I know, it's amazing what you're doing.
And it's grateful for to do something as digital as this. And
so I know you've done this before, which is so cool. I mean, you actually led this in this country. You did Instagram, everything. I actually watched your whole fashion show on Instagram. Yeah, amazing.
Instagram shows, really just pushing the boundaries of what fashion is and working together with influencers, with other followings, and just collaborating to spread the message as far as possible.
Gert, I don't want to take any more time from you. I'll tell you why, because in the next couple of weeks, Gareth Clifford, you're going to have a one-on-one special that you're coming into studio. So look forward to it. Throw forward to hearing you fully on Gareth's show. Good luck for Thursday and the launch. And, of course, don't miss it. It's all happening.
Yeah, so the Gert Johan Kutsia retrospective in collaboration with Martini Dolce, 0.0. is happening in Sandton. We are not doing a launch. We are doing, before we get it all wrong. But what's important is that because these dresses are going to be on display, like he said, it's 10 years of celebrating Gert Jan Coetzee. We are going to be showing it digitally on different platforms, on Instagram, Sandton City, Diamond Walk, Zebra Square. Watch it. You can see the dresses. You can actually also come and see the dresses physically in Sandton, because trust me, they're more than a meter apart, and you don't have to, it's not another human.
That's the one only Claudia Henkel.
Thank you, Claudia.
And Gert Jan Coetzee, top work, 10 years to another 100 years, my friend. 100
Thanks,
years.
Guys.
And remember, even if you're in isolation, you can still look fabulous. Still dress up. Why not? I dress up for the Academy Awards and watch it in my house.
Exactly.
In a tux. Every year. I know, David, you as well. David does. I know you. I wear tux. I mean, I want to look like them. You know what I mean? You've got to try sometimes. Gert Jan Coetzee, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, guys.
And of course, don't miss him on Gareth Cliff coming up in the next 10 days. Yeah, he'll be back on, he'll be on Gareth Cliff, filmcliffcentral.com. I also wanted to welcome Charlie van
Halsdingen.
The Mr. Gay South Africa. Again, thank you for joining us.
Thank
Congratulations.
You so thank you.
So we've got
thank
a Miss South Africa and a Mr. Gay South Africa, and we've got the best designers and the best singers and the best people and Mr. Producer and Mrs. Producer, and it's welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
We don't have a lot of time. You're going to come back in.
Sure.
Again, just in a short period of time, Mr. Gay World was coming through to South Africa.
That's right.
You were supposed to be a part of it. It's been cancelled.
It has been not cancelled. It has been postponed. August, September, we'll have a confirmation date, as well as Nyes and Lurie's as well, which will hopefully be still a part of Mr. Gay World, we're hoping going forward.
Well done. How do you feel?
It's amazing. It's amazing that I've been selected by the community as a representative to represent the community in a really big way. I feel very honored by it, yes.
A wonderful story, and because when I spoke to you about doing the interview, I said, "Boy, put some clothes on. Hell, the top is off, and the body's looking great." And he's a personal trainer, which makes life a little bit difficult.
Yes, we're all
the gyms
we're all feeling it. Yes.
But something very interesting is that you have recovered twice.
Yes,
from cancer.
I'm a 2-time cancer survivor.
It's amazing.
Testicular cancer and then lymphoma.
How did the run go?
It went very, very well. Great to be a part of it, but thank goodness now that the large crowds is no longer allowed, because it was a very large crowd. There was great support from all the men in Johannesburg, so the support was overwhelming.
You have recovered from two separate cancers.
That's correct.
Incredible story, and yes, so show your body. Be proud.
Celebrate the one skin you have.
And I'm so happy to do this, because while everybody is feeling this pandemic, you have twice in your life dealt with what death could possibly look like.
Like that reality of mortality is a real thing. And then and a lot of people look at me and think, okay, because you look a certain way, that you are a certain way. I don't present myself or the way my body to sexualize as represented to celebrate, because we all have one skin. And all no matter how you present yourself, you need to celebrate that one skin and body that you have.
Now, some advice about the one skin and the body. Please sanitize your hands.
Oh, head to toe.
Head to toe. Just sanitize. So I heard something funny, and I want to share it, is that everyone's going crazy about the hands, but do you know HIV killed 30 million people? You should have wrapped it up. Also,
that's it.
Block those parts of your body as well.
Exactly.
I don't want to, but of course, thank you. And the reason that I wanted you here was obviously we're going to go more in depth. Please come and join us again.
Absolutely,
on the show.
Let's come back.
But and come in more regularly to tell us about your different causes.
Yes,
but
please.
But when we're talking about when you fear what is happening in mortality, for you to come back fitter than ever, better than ever after two rounds of two separate cancers and operations.
Chemo and radiation, both rounds.
And sure. To come and win a competition, go off to represent this phenomenal community, men in general and people in general. I just thought this is the beacon of hope to say, just keep it in perspective.
Thank
guys.
You. And that's the whole thing. It's not about me and the cancer. It's literally about inspiring others out there to, no matter what you're going through, to stand up and fight and be a role model for others out there that are battling with their issues.
Charlie, how can they look? Instagram. What's your Instagram say?
So CharlieBoy23. From there, you can find all my social media platforms, my YouTube, my Facebook, as well as my Mr. Gay World journey.
2 weeks' time, you're going to come back into studio. Deal?
Deal.
Deal. We had a packed shirt. We had to get around a lot
That's
of things.
That's no problem. Okay. I'm happy to come back.
Okay. Josh Ansley, we've got very little time yet. Are you ready for a nice song? What are you going to play?
I'm ready. I'm going to play Cecilia.
Cecilia, you're breaking my heart.
Yes.
Now, I want to thank Hazel Feldman, Mrs. Producer, for joining us in studio. David Block, the one and only superb producer. producer, and of course love him to bits. Christina Bianco has been put on hold until further notice, postponed. So we've been talking about that a lot. I want to thank Claudia Henkel, Mrs. South Africa.
Ex-former.
But we're still hot, baby. I love you. Love you to bit. I want to thank Jill Groger for putting her team in play here. Gert Johan Kutsia, Nikki Brieger, and of course Charlie and Lucilla Boyson from SA Fashion Week. Thank you all for joining us. Info at showtime.co.za for any ideas that you have. And I also want to thank Liz Mayring. What a nice show. Crazy people. Great. The support for the entertainment industry is here. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, go.
Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Cecilia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you please to come on, come on. Making love in the afternoon with Cecilia up in my bedroom. I get up to wash my face. When I come back to bed, someone's taking my place. Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Celia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you please to come home. Come home. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
And I want to tell you, for everyone coming into studio, Skin Sense Day Spa in Rivonia is still open. They are sanitizing. They're still doing hands and feet and manicures and pedicures. Please get to them. I've got vouchers for everybody. Seriously, they are very under. They are protected. They've been checked. They've been sanitized. You get that screening, that what that, the temperature tested there. Don't miss out on Skin Sense Day Spa in Rivonia. Visit to them either at clipcentral.com or skinsense.co.za. And Jubilation. Dun, 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 dun.
Jubilation, she loves me again. I fall on the floor and I'm laughing. Jubilation, she loves me again. I fall on the floor and I'm laughing. Oh, 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 oh. Come on home.
CliffCentral.com